All right, let's get into it. Today, we're looking at a quiet revolution that's totally changing how we learn, how we study, and really, how we master just about any new skill. We are talking about the rise of AI tutors. And look, let's be clear, the old days of one-size-fits-all education, they're pretty much over. This isn't just about a smarter search engine. We're stepping into a new era where you have a sophisticated AI right there with you, acting as your own personal learning companion.
And the scale of this thing is just mind-blowing. We're talking about over 2 billion students around the world who are going to be affected by this shift. This is not some niche little trend. This is the democratization of world-class education, and it's available 24/7, right on your device.
Now, in this new arena, two absolute giants have stepped up: Google's Gemini and OpenAI's ChatGPT. But here's the thing, they are not created equal. So this explainer is a showdown. We're gonna see which platform comes out on top, and maybe more importantly, which one is actually right for you.
Okay, so let's dive in. To really get what's happening in this battle, you first have to understand the revolution itself. AI has really evolved from being just a simple answer machine to being a true learning partner.
And the promise of these platforms is huge. I mean, they're built to push you way beyond just memorizing facts. They're trying to foster real, deep comprehension and help you develop critical thinking. The whole point is to create a learning journey that's personalized, that adapts to your speed, and that makes a top-tier education accessible to basically anyone, anytime.
First up, we've got Google Gemini. I want you to think of Gemini as the architect of your learning. Its entire philosophy is built around structure, designed to build your knowledge brick by brick in a really deliberate way.
Now, the secret sauce behind Gemini is something called LearnLM technology. And here's the thing you got to understand. This isn't just another language model. It's a whole framework that's built on actual research from educators and cognitive scientists. It's all designed around how our brains actually learn and hold on to information.
So how does it actually work? Well, Gemini uses what experts call a scaffolded approach. It starts simple and then systematically builds up the complexity so you never feel totally swamped. It takes abstract ideas and makes them real with diagrams and videos. And then, this is crucial, it locks in that knowledge with little quizzes along the way. It's this systematic process that builds that deep, lasting understanding.
So where does Gemini really shine? It's an absolute beast for STEM subjects. Think about a complex chemistry reaction or really tricky geometric theorem. Gemini just makes these things come alive visually in a way that plain old text never, ever could.
And in the other corner, ChatGPT, the conversational champ. Its approach? Totally different. Think of it less like an architect and more like a Socratic guide. Its real power comes from flexible, dialogue-driven learning.
And this question, really, it gets right to the very heart of ChatGPT's philosophy. The whole thing is built on the idea that the best way to learn is to really talk it out, to engage in an active back-and-forth conversation, just like you would with a fantastic human tutor.
ChatGPT is a master of this. It's constantly asking you questions to make you think deeper, and it's incredibly quick on its feet. One minute, it's making flashcards for you. The next, it's summarizing a chapter or whipping up some practice problems. You can even throw your lecture notes at it and have a personalized discussion. It's all about that flexible, student-led exploration.
And you can probably guess where this conversational style is just perfect. If you're trying to develop an essay, analyze a piece of literature, or dig into the nuances of historical events, ChatGPT's ability to have that sophisticated dialogue makes it an incredible tool for building arguments and really sharpening your critical thinking.
All right, we've met the contenders. Now it's time to put them side by side in a direct head-to-head matchup to see where they really stand apart.
So let's just break this down. On one side, you have Gemini's structured, visual approach. On the other, ChatGPT's conversational, flexible one. This is exactly why Gemini is a killer for STEM, where there's often a clear, step-by-step path, while ChatGPT thrives in the humanities, where it's all about exploration. And the personalization line says it all. Gemini is adaptive within its structure, but ChatGPT is almost completely directed by you.
And you know what? The data tells the exact same story.
When students use Gemini, they see a 73% boost in how much they remember. That's proof that its structured, visual way of teaching really makes concepts stick. Meanwhile, with ChatGPT, users get 65% faster at solving problems, a clear win for its flexible conversational approach. So, after all that, which one is better? Well, here's where the story takes a little twist. It turns out the smartest learners aren't picking one over the other. The real victory, the real win, comes from using them together.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Experts in this space totally agree. Dr. Sarah Chen, a researcher in educational tech, puts it perfectly. She says the future isn't about choosing one AI tutor, it's about orchestrating them. It's not about finding one perfect tool, but about building your own personal team.
So how do you actually do this? Here's a super simple but powerful way to play it. Step one, you start with ChatGPT. Use it for those big, open-ended questions to just explore a topic. Step two, you move over to Gemini to structure all that knowledge with its visual deep dives. Step three, go back to ChatGPT to talk through complex problems to bounce ideas off of it. And finally, step four, assess. Use Gemini's quizzes for the hard checks and then use ChatGPT to review everything conversationally.
And the results of doing this? They're pretty amazing. Students who combine these platforms don't just learn faster, they show 2.3 times better retention rates. That is huge. Using both prevents you from getting bored or fatigued, and it leads to a much deeper, more complete understanding of whatever you're studying. You're truly getting the best of both worlds.
And that brings us right to the real takeaway here. This was never really about crowning a winner. It's about a much bigger idea, that you are now the director of your own education. You have this team of unbelievably powerful AI assistants just waiting for you. So the only real question left is, how are you going to lead your learning revolution?